Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, the snow and ice has passed and everything's melted, but it's still kind of wet out there, and we're going to get more water tomorrow, but probably not snow until, I think it's tomorrow night. But just a little bit. We're not getting a lot here. Like, other places have gotten slammed. We're doing okay. But other than that, all is safe and sound. How about you?
Oh, we're at 82 degrees, 75% humidity. We're a little warm down here.
The most important question, is it a good hair day?
It's paradise for the wintertime. It still is. I'll take the 82-degree weather as opposed to the 22-degree weather any day of the week.
I hear you. Yeah. Well, I can tell you one thing's for sure, that after winter, you really appreciate the spring here. Okay.
Granted. Well, there's pretty spectacular times up north. There definitely is. It's amazing metamorphosis that goes through every spring, summer, and fall. It's just fascinating to me. But God bless your hearts for being in that cold.
Right. Well, I'm inside where it's warm right now. Oh, and happy Valentine's Day to all our listeners tonight.
Happy Valentine's Day. Sending much love to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's thinking, when's spring going to get here? Yeah, it's coming. It's about a month away. You know, we'll make it.
We will.
Well, I like these beautiful trines we have to the head of the dragon, the North Node, tonight. What do you think about that?
Oh, I love that. We've had these sustained squares for a while. And we're going to continue for a little bit longer. But having North Node trining Jupiter and Venus and Mercury, it's just, you know, here again, we can see the higher good. We can see the greater power. We can see, you know, a little bit further along from the drudge of the squares. So it gives us that freedom out that a lot of us are feeling, that restriction. And this way, you know, it is about that head. It is about that vision. It is about seeing further along down the line. And I just love that.
I think it opens up a whole world of possibilities that people haven't considered. That higher mind energy and listening within and then really listening to others, it can be a wonderful saving grace at this time. It really can be. I think the Venus-Mars square is tough, but I think that, again, I think I want to say it's a gentleman and a gentlewoman's way, okay, to be able to agree to disagree, you know. It doesn't have to be a command performance about a lot of things, and like all the aggression that we've been going through, especially like with this election and stuff like that, people had like more of a combative attitude, and I think that this whole thing that's going on with the trines to the North Node is actually going to temper what we're experiencing with the big squares right now to some degree. I think it's actually going to balance out a little bit more as we move forward.
I agree with that so much. And March is going to bring a different flavor. And so we are in that point, because Mars is going to go into Gemini. There's going to be these transitions that are going to start to work a little bit more towards our advantage. Some of these things are going to start to trine each other in a little bit more of a better way instead of that sustained square. And so there is a little bit more freedom ahead. And I think that really I agree with everything you said, because there is a certain amount of temperance. It is that yin and that yang energy between the Mars-Venus connection with the square. So as I explain square, it's being cautious. It's like a calculator. You have to make the right moves to get the right results. So it's very tempered in moving slowly and awarely in the circumstances until that freedom reigns, until that time comes. And here again, I don't think it's much longer before we really start to really feel a little bit more free. And with these trines, I think they're just a glimpse or the hint of saying, hey, have faith, trust it. Because Neptune is still in sextile to that Mars. So it's all about faith. It's all about, hey, let's see what the future is going to bring, and let's trust that these things aren't going to get too out of control or this isn't going to go too bad. And have that faith in that and optimism in it, I think, is the best part of it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Right now, of course, you know, Mars and Pluto are in trine, and it's going to get tighter this week. So I think a lot of people are going to look at what they have built, though, and feel empowered about that. Okay, I think sometimes stubbornness has its place. You know, when we're persistent and we're consistent, we can create things that will last for a very long time, and even something that we can build upon. So I'm really liking that trine a lot, because I know a lot of people that are in the building industry or deal with real estate or have been trying to execute a move. I mean, so many of my readings have been about real estate. It's crazy. Okay. Either they're going to build, remodel, they're moving, they're trying to sell this house, buy that house, they want to move closer to relatives because of the pandemic. I mean, there's a million reasons, but it's like coming through the roof here through my phone. How about you?
I agree. A lot of people have spent this last year really going through that inward cycle. They've been forced to be inward, and here again, it's ideally, you know, and one of the things I see about this is with some of my clients is that they've really taken advantage of the time and they're at peace and they know what transitions they want, such as real estate, which there's a lot of people moving right now. I just have to say there are a lot. You know, whether they're making plans, whether they're building, whether they're moving from one state to another, these major transitions are all about a better quality of life. And when you harmonize with the universe and when you harmonize with the earth itself, you end up making better decisions. And I think one of the things we're going to see out of these transitions is that people are really going to find there's a long-term settlement that they're better with than they were before.
I so agree. Oh, we got some people holding on. We probably should see what we can do for them tonight. What do you think?
How about we do that?
You know, you and I could chat about astrology forever. Okay.
I know. We could just...
I know. We just love it. All right. Let me take the first caller here. This one. Area code 203, you're on the air.
Hi. It's Pat in Connecticut.
Hey, Pat. How are you?
Hi, Pat.
Okay. First of all, oy vey. Secondly, your conversation is so quote-unquote high. It was wonderful. I really don't want to come back down to such a mundane thing as my ongoing issue, but I really want to as well because I was hoping to get in last week. Anyway, and then if I have a minute, I'd love to end on a high note about what I just said to my son, totally about everything that you're talking about. But what's going on is very quickly I'm up and down and naive and gullible and then totally betrayed to find out that my mechanic is going to fight me and fight dirty and put lies in my mouth and blame me for my engine blowing. So then I realize, okay, small claims court. And then Men are telling me, understandably, who know the world, you're not going to win. You're going to lose. He's going to fight dirty. He's done this before. He's got professionals to help him. And then I go back to, well, who knows? It's going to cost me a couple hundred dollars to fight him for $4,500. I may risk losing. But then I was up at the mechanic who fixed my car because I thought I had another leak. And I said, you know, I think I've got to go to small claims court. Before I could even say, I know you don't want to commit to words, but can you help? He said, subpoena us. Subpoena me. I said, what? He said, subpoena me. I'll help you. And then he said, don't tell so-and-so. I said, why not? He said, because he's the owner, and this is going to be a pain in the butt for him. But subpoena me, and I'll help you. Blew me away. Can't hear anything. So this mechanic who fixed my car and saw all the things wrong, that over and over, more and more things that they hadn't done to take care of me, they know it all, and I can't hear you. I hope you can hear me.
Well, I can hear you. Are you there after
that? Oh, good.
Yeah, I can hear her. Yep.
Oh, good.
I'm just letting her finish.
Okay.
I knew she had to get all that out.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's all we were doing.
Okay, so now I'm hoping again and thinking, okay, when Mercury returns after a few days, maybe I'll subpoena him. What do you see?
When did you file this?
Mercury's
going to
still... Sorry, go ahead.
When did I what?
When did you file any paperwork on this?
Unfortunately, I didn't get all the documents written and the photographs developed and to him until Mercury retrograde. But this all began November 12th.
But you did it. You gave him the paperwork under Mercury retrograde.
Yes, certified letter. And then I followed up a week later, still under Mercury retrograde.
Well, sometimes a Mercury retrograde can bring a Mercury retrograde back alive. So, because you are going over old ground, all right, remember this.
Yeah.
And when Mercury is retrograde, it's time to do more research often, okay? And
yeah.
Also
yeah.
Get help, which you just did. So I don't think you
did
the wrong thing. I think you did it because you had to do it. Sometimes we have to do things under Mercury retrograde no matter what. It's just sometimes
right.
That way. But because the divine loves us, sooner or later, it's going to work out to your benefit. Now, because Uranus is in Taurus, now Uranus does rule mechanics, okay? It works with mechanical, electronic, all that kind of stuff, but that we need in order to be mobile, whether it's verbally or physically. And the Uranus energy is still in square to Saturn, okay? Now, these are both ponderous planets. They're not planets of event. Now, Mars already passed over Uranus a few weeks ago, okay? And that's when you're probably going through tremendous anxiety, okay?
Oh.
I hear this.
Yeah.
Okay, and again, you're cosmically correct with this, okay? So don't apologize.
Okay.
But what's going to happen is because Mercury's going to go direct on the 20th, 21st, but it's still in its shadow for three more weeks. Okay, it gets a little bit better every day, but it's not clear until it goes back to the degree where it retrograded, okay? So don't feel like you have to do everything immediately, even though you're angry and you're upset. And granted, you're right. Don't get ahead of yourself. See it through. You have somebody now who will come in and help you, who will advocate for you. And when Jack and I were talking about this thing with the Aquarian planets and the North Node in Gemini, you already have an ally that wants to do what's right. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And Mars is going to be next month getting into your ninth house of law, legalities, things like this. I'm with Aphrodite with, you didn't file the actual lawsuit or paperwork. What you did was send him a notification. Is that correct?
I just sent him questions.
Okay.
Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Here are photographs that show work you didn't do. That's all.
Exactly. Okay, and that's my point, is that you're doing due process. So it's not the worst, like Aphrodite said, that you could have done on that. It's clearing things up, cleaning things up, getting that notification out there, okay?
Yeah.
But again, I agree that from now until mid-March, I would definitely be doing the due diligent research and looking at
okay.
it. Because what's going to happen is you have both Venus and Jupiter in Gemini, and that Mars is going to pass over both of them in your ninth house. So this is going to take that initiative or take that action. What I am saying is about this, don't fear it. Stay within your truth and follow the due process of where it leads you to. Get the information.
Okay.
Do the paperwork. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep. It does. My next step is to call the judicial court in New Haven and find out what steps do I need to take. It's now going to be on Zoom, so I will start my paperwork with that as well. Mine, you know, not setting anything up with them, but just finding out how I need to be prepared. So, yes, that's ahead of me.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. Yes.
I would.
Be
and
prepared.
I would sign the document.
Mean,
go ahead. Don't move quickly. I wouldn't sign the documents until after February 20th, even into March. I like, you know, the beginning of March to mid-March.
Absolutely, I hear you.
Okay.
This is what, so this is what I needed
this.
To hear.
Yeah, don't rush
yeah.
this.
Okay. That's the first thing I'm going to do is find out how long do I have before I need to take them, and I think I have time. So if that's the case, then I'm doing exactly what you say. And I'll just say quickly, as I was listening to you talking, I had just spoken to my son. He calls me when he wants to, very, very rarely. We had a huge falling out 2 years ago. We're slowly healing. He opened up a path for me to say some really heavy stuff to him tonight. He's ready to move forward in his life, and he needs to go with his heart, and he needs to find his power. And I said, Terry, anyway, long story short, I told him some truths that I have never, ever, ever, ever uttered to him that he took. And he said, thank you. And I'm, wow, what a Valentine's Day gift.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's literally what you're all talking about, already happening today.
Yep. Yeah. And so, when you kind of know what's going on in the heavens, and you realize we're a reflection of this. The planets themselves are not causative. They're reflective of, okay? So as above, so below, like the good book says. So that's what's going on here. And when you know it's coming, there's a part of you can anticipate it and affirm
yes.
it when you know it's coming. And that's great because now you're lined up with the greater universe in a unique way that's often personal.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that big. There are things that matter
yeah.
in our life, like your relationship with your son. That's very important. Okay?
It's just such a huge, huge gift that this happened. And I had to rush
mm-hmm.
off to talk to you, so I don't even know. He's sitting with a lot of stuff. We didn't get to finish the conversation, but I said what was important, and I heard him say from his heart, thank you. Wow. Wow.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, so thank you, ladies. I'm so glad I got in tonight. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you, honey, and keep us posted.
I will. I will. Love to you both.
All right, love to you. God bless.
God bless.
All righty then. Whew. So, are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
This is somebody that I think we both know and love. Area code 440, you're on here. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well.
Staying out of trouble with this Aries moon tonight?
I'm trying. You know me. It's not easy, but I try.
Nobody ever said it would be easy. They just said it would be worth it.
Exactly.
So what kind of questions
do
you have for us tonight?
Well, I was hoping to get a little insight on some long-term goals. I'm planning on starting to build a house. I was hoping to start, like, this spring, But in talking with the builders, they said realistically it's going to be probably like spring of 2022 instead of spring of 2021. You know, does astrology work for like that long-term aspect type stuff?
Well, all I can tell you, when you're dealing with building, okay, building is really a Taurian issue, okay? It's a Taurus kind of issue. And the reason you're thinking about it so much is because your ruler, Mars, is in Taurus right now. So that's why it's so heavy on your mind. So you're absolutely right to be thinking about this. But Uranus is also in Taurus at 7 degrees. Now, it hasn't sat on this star for 84 years, okay? And it is been forming some squares to Saturn in Aquarius right now. This is a great time to plan the house. This is a great time to work with an architect. This is a great time to really fine-tune what you will build. I think time is on your side because sometimes when you do more research and you have more things in place before the building begins, when you tweak it, it can be even better. Now, because Jupiter's going to be in Aquarius this year, it's going to go briefly into Pisces. Next year's in Pisces all year. Now, are you planning on building the house on waterfront property?
Yes. There's like a 5-acre pond that's going to be close proximity. So, and not a big body of water.
So that might
be
better. That might be better when Jupiter is in Pisces. Okay, and again, that's okay. But the Aquarian energies right now help you look at how you could do it so that it is more economically and ecologically friendly for what you want to design. Because the Aquarian energies are going to help you with that this year. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree. It's all about the vision. It's all about getting the plans, the details at this point in time, really doing the research. Because I do agree with her. I know where you're building the property, and one of the reasons why you're building the house in the location you're building it is because it's going to have a view of that water that you're talking about. Okay? So Aphrodite is 100% correct that this house is built around water because of the views you're going to receive of it, okay? And I agree with her because what it's going to do is Jupiter's going to go into Pisces, and then by summer of next year, it's going to be over your Saturn, okay? This is really a good thing because that's a very solid foundation. Saturn is the cornerstone. Saturn is the foundation of the circumstances. And so you want a really solid foundation when you start to build. So I have to say, I'd have to agree with this, that before you set that solid foundation, it's going to probably be late spring, early summer, somewhere around in there next year, before all the plans are going to come together and do this. But I see the urgency at this point in time for you, but I think there's a lot more. I think in about 8 or 9 days or 2 weeks, somewhere around there, when Mars goes over your Jupiter, you're really going to have another one of those aha moments of, yeah, we can get to work, we can start to build this, we can, you know, here's where I think you're going to delve more into the physical aspects of how it's going to be built. And get those things solid. So you could, within the next 6 weeks, see an architect or something like this at that point in time to sit down to really make those plans concrete, is what I think is happening now. But I do say temperance and patience here.
Yeah, it's I've got the designers, the builder that I talked to several of them over the phone. And the one I'm leaning towards, they deal with architects and engineers, and it seems like a really good company. I should get their founding date to have you guys look them up. I'll do that next time. But, that's kind of what my plan is. I'm doing with a little bit of research. It's long distance right now, but once I'm local, I'll be able to meet with them on a one-to-one basis, put my plan together. And, if I can get, like, most of the excavating done this year, and then actually start construction, you know, spring of 2022, I'm sorry. But, that's kind of my long-term goal.
Mm-hmm. So I asked about clearing the ground and getting ready. And also, because of the water situation, you might want to think of having a boat or a float at some point once you get this house built, my friend.
I've already got a friend of mine was getting rid of a pontoon boat, so I have a couple of 10-foot pontoons. I just have to make a dock out of it. I'm gathering materials for it, and like Jackie says, boats are already out there. So yeah, there's going to be some kind of little floaty thing out there. So
that's beautiful. I love it. I love it. Because again, this is great. Because again, Jupiter's going to be in agreement next year, you know, and Saturn's going to be in agreement also in the following year. So what you build in 2022. In 2023, you're going to be in heaven, baby. You're going to be in heaven.
Yeah, it's a little slice of heaven on earth out there. I'll tell you what, you know, Jackie's seen it. It's something that we both appreciate a lot. And yeah, that'd be right around retirement time for me. So I'm hoping it falls into place. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, the planning energy, like Jacqueline pointed out, which I totally agree, but where Mars is angling off with your planets in Virgo in this second house, that's why you want to put together some of the details. You want to feel like you have things organized in your mind, on paper. I also know there's some programs that you can buy to help you look at some ideas for this kind of thing. So when you talk to the architects, you get together with them, you have some things in your mind about how you would want the house itself to be, but also the views from the windows, okay? The nuances of this. Also, do you want solar panels versus another form of power? These kinds of things are the things that you're going to be looking at because you're putting ideas together in a very strong Aquarian cycle. So you want it good for animals. You want it good for you. You want it to be eco-friendly. And I know you guys like to garden, too. So all of this is going to be great. This is a wonderful year to really plan and put it together and get with some minds that know how to do it so that you are going to be able to do it so it's not a deal breaker financially. Okay?
Right, right. Well, that's where I can, say I do been in construction all my life. I do, there's a lot that I can do that are on my own. And there's some, details where I don't have to involve a builder, that as long as the house is dried in and we can, move in, it's probably going to be a block house, but it's going to be that, fieldstone siding on it. That kind of stuff, it'll be structurally sound where we can stay in it. It's just, dulling the place up a little bit. A lot of that I can do on my own.
Nice.
Hope it pans out, so...
I'm thinking that it will. I'm thinking it will, and I think that it is going to be a wow. There's going to be a wow factor with this, okay? Not to worry. And you're just now in the planning stages. And, again, three major planets and Aries in your chart, excuse me, but you know what? I know you. You're a go, go, go guy. Like you wanted this yesterday. I hear you. I hear you.
Right.
But that's okay.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate your insight. You guys are always really helpful, and, it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. I love your show. You guys do a great service to everybody who listens, and, I just love it. So thank you again for your insight, and if I could keep listening, I would appreciate it.
I can do that for you. I can put you right on hold so you can keep your earphones on, okay?
All right. Thanks, Aphrodite. We'll talk
all
to
right,
you guys
God bless.
Again. God
right.
bless you
Happy
too.
Bye-bye. Valentine's. Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Sweet. Oh, man, his mind's going like boom, 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 boom. I like it.
Yeah. It surely is. You know, all that Virgo energy that he has on the other side of that Aries energy overanalyzation and Mercury's retrograde, he's going 100 miles an hour in his head.
I think a lot of us are doing that. Like, I've been doing a lot of planning and putting some things together. But, again, I'm hesitant to make any big changes, actually, until this retrograde passes. So I'm keeping my options around me so I can, like, let my mind rest on it, like, at the end of the day, and then determine my next course of action. Because I think that's just the right way to do it in this time period, you know. And I've been advising people, again, slow down the action a little bit. Be thorough right now because it can pay off later. You know, it can pay off later.
Absolutely.
Well, our next caller, I think, is from your neck of the woods, where you are now. Let me see here.
Okay.
Area code 561, hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, ladies. Happy Valentine's Day.
It's Stacy. Happy Valentine's Day, Stacy. How are you?
Yeah, well, no Valentine's Day here, but I was wondering if you see anytime soon I'm getting one, or if the I'm at the same job also, if it's, you know, when it's kind of commission is, like, slow, because I guess during this retrograde, is that going to get better? So I guess
Stacy,
that's the
when's
good
your,
news.
When's your,
the
Stacy,
same...
when's your birthday? Because I've got 14 Stacys on here. When's your birthday?
The day after Christmas. 67.
That's what I thought. Okay, thank you. That's what I thought. Okay, I just want to be sure. Okay, you're fine. And where are you living now?
Delray.
Delray.
Yeah, Delray.
Close enough.
Where?
Delray Beach.
Oh, Delray Beach. Thank you. All right. Okay. Wow. Get Venus sitting on your Mars right now. Aquarius. Do you have some good friends around you?
Well, yeah, a friend of mine wanted me to hang out on her. She's married, and I don't want to be a third wheel, and she set me up with guys that were repulsive. So, I'd rather be by myself today. You know what I mean? No, but I don't really have any close friends, no.
Okay. All right. Well, I think there's a little danger of you, if you were to connect with someone, there's a little bit of a danger of you picking up a fixer-upper, okay? I don't know if this is the ideal time for you to be looking also because of the Mercury retrograde, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to discourage you from looking at possibilities at this time, but I wouldn't put yourself into a sense of urgency right now. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. What this whole thing is about, Aphrodite talked about how Venus is sitting on your Mars. Well, Jupiter is there. Mercury is retrograde. It's going to go direct and go over it, okay? Saturn's going to take a little while to get there. But all of this is in your second house. Your second house is about how you value yourself, okay? So I think this is a little cold of a time for love for you. I know you have that critical degree, 0 degrees moon in Scorpio, and the intensity and the desire to have that companionship is there for that deep relationship. But it's really about looking at, first of all, what you want, okay? Looking into being more definitive about what type of personality you want. And it's not what you don't want. It's what you want. I want this in a person. I want this in a person. I want this in a person. And I want this in a person. I could name a bunch of things off, but I would rather you name them yourself. That would work for you. Because at this time, I agree with Aphrodite, it's a time where you may pick up on somebody who really you shouldn't, okay? It's going to challenge your morals, values, and beliefs. Mars is squaring your Mars at this time. So with that square, it's not going to bring in the right one. How it says to rebalance it is, again here, this Mars is, transiting Mars is opposing your natal Venus and Neptune. And what it's all about is faith.
Wait till like the summer.
Well, it's about faith. It's about not caring about the timing that they come in, but the quality that comes in.
Yeah.
So here again, it's about that envisionment of what you want that's more important now, and that will draw them in the right timing of this. Does that make sense? Because
and,
it may be
yeah, with,
in a
with
month
the
or
job,
two, or maybe in the summer, or maybe later on. But right
but
now,
with
it's
the
making
with
focus
the,
on
with the job,
you.
Do you think that's going to get better?
Yeah, Mars next month is going to go into your sixth house of service and work, okay, day-to-day work that you do. So I have a feeling it's right around the corner here, March, April, somewhere right in that time period.
Yeah, because there's favoritism there, and a gal at my job brought it up to the manager, the supervisor, and she said, why are these people favored and not us? She opened up a can of worms. And I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I said, yeah, I noticed it. I never said anything because, like you said, there's two different dialers with leads, and we got the hardest ones. So, like, we were making, you know, we're not, you know, it's harder to make, you know, the good money we want, and it's like a struggle, and I just don't. Want the you know I don't want to start over again with you know finding a job you know, but you know what I'm saying. I do all I can you know, and it's there's favoritism. But you think March and April is going to get better?
Yeah, I think it is.
Thank God, that's
can.
What I want more than a Valentine's Day. But you know, when a friend wants to fix you up, you said a good friend. She wants me. She tried to fix me up like. 4 or 5 times with guys that are either on mental disability, physical disability. I'm thinking, like, you know what I mean? I guess because my job situation, it makes me feel low about myself. Is that what I need? A guy that living at home with on disability for a back injury or whatever? Is that all I'm worth? And, you know.
That's what I said, Stacey. I don't want you to pick a fixer-upper. You want to pick someone who takes care of themselves, who's decisive. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody has maybe something wrong with their body, you know, an ache or pain here and there, but you want somebody that, again, is trying to move forward and be productive because you're trying to do that in your work, and you want somebody in a relationship with you that's trying to do the same thing in their work. So you want to do it, like the Bible says, to be equally yoked with a person. Like with all you've gone through with your career situations and stuff, you have never given up. You've gone for it, gone for it, gone for it, done the absolute best you can, okay? So you need somebody that is of the same mind, okay? Because that's what's going to create a nice, strong bond for you, okay? And it's very important that you have somebody that knows what true intimacy is. Like somebody that mm-hmm. you could tell them anything, and when they start to talk about themselves, you want to hear every word. Oh, yeah. You need that on that deep level at this stage. And I think it's coming to you. But I think right now, try and change your attitude a little bit. Like, don't ask if things are going to get better. Have an inner knowing that things will get better. Use affirmation. Because worry is like prayer in reverse. It doesn't pay off, okay? Try to get into a better head with this, okay? Say your affirmations, look at yourself in the mirror and say this is going to be a great day. Get yourself into a better place because not only is it going to help your work situation, it's going to help your desire to have a relationship. To get yourself back on track, as Jacqueline pointed out at the very beginning, it's all about how you value, appreciate, respect, and love yourself. And know that you're a child of God. You deserve to be happy, healthy, prosperous, and loved, Stacey. Claim it. Claim it with everything
beautiful.
You have. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
But, you know,
I didn't mean
funny.
To go
I'm
off, but I was
same.
On a roll, so I just went with it.
You know, it's funny. I'm at the same job for 7-8 months already. So that's
great.
The good news of it.
That is
yeah,
a good
and a
thing,
lot of
you know.
People got fired.
Yep, And this time, you are still standing strong. So stay in your place, do your thing, you know. And again, the more you appreciate yourself, the more others will appreciate you. Okay?
Yeah, that it sounds good, you know. I'm happy, you know.
Okay.
It's just like, you know, it's just, I'm just happy that, you know, I have steady on this. And it's just like, you know, but I just like this was a really bad week because people were making good with certain people and we, you know what I mean? We didn't.
Right,
and
but
so
again, step back and don't personalize it. Realize it's their stuff. It's not your monkey. It's not your circus, okay? Look at it.
Oh.
Observe it. Be helpful if you can. Say, I'm so sorry you're upset. What can I do to help? In other words, don't personalize it. Back up a couple steps and look into them rather than receiving the negativity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just be more conscious of it because once you practice this a little bit, it's going to get a lot easier, okay?
And you think this a pandemic's going to end anytime soon?
I don't think it's going to happen as quickly as we'd like, but I'm optimistic that it's going to take a curve for the better, so I'm going to stand on that right now. I'm just doing everything responsible and, you know, and really like putting all kinds of good prayers out there for everyone. You know, 'cause I talk to so many people, like Jack and I both do, all over the country, and because of that, every place is going through it a little bit differently because of the state it's in, because of the stage it's at, and throughout the world, actually. So I just hold everybody in my heart and say, help us get through this, you know, and I want to be part of the process. So I'm part of the process through my own personal prayers and devotions. Okay? Well, you keep on posting, and you have a very sweet night.
Aw, thanks. You too. You know, it's also Happy Chinese New Year. That's another uplifting thing. But it's like nobody's going out anywhere. That's the thing. It's like either outdoor dining or takeout or cook at home. Because of this pandemic, it's just like a setback.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this too shall pass is the point. You know, we have, you know, there's still more time, again, here before things are going to start opening up. I'm not going to say it's going to open up next week. That's for sure.
Right.
But on the other circumstances, the point is that it's only a matter of time. And this is really meant, this inward time is really meant for a lot of people to really do some really strong self-examination and look seriously at their life, like yours right now, and the personal values and beliefs that it's making you go for. It's all about that transformation and change to where when you can go out, you're going to go out more consciously than you ever have. You're going to appreciate it more. And here again, it's going to work for a better quality of life for you and everybody else as long as you do the work, as long as you tough it out.
Thank you. That was wonderful. I mean, the best part of Valentine's Day was speaking to you and making, you know, me feel good that it's only going to be a few weeks so this gets better in March and April and, you know, the work situation. So, you know, that's the best thing that I'm, you know, today.
Great.
You know,
well, you know what?
Yeah.
We're there for you and we're
a really bad day, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you know what? The moon changes signs every 2.5 days. Sometimes you just have a bad moon day. It's okay. You know, don't let it stick in your craw. Say, okay, next, you know. Sun rises every morning, and it's a new day, and the moon moves 1 degree every 2.5 hours. So what happened on Friday probably is not going to repeat itself soon, okay? So just allow yourself to flow forward gently. Just flow forward gently.
The supervisor goes, whoever didn't make commission is a bunch of losers. That's what she said. Yeah, okay. That's how my Friday was.
Okay. But you take care of yourself and you keep us posted, okay?
Oh, thanks. Oh, God, love you both. Thank you so much. God bless.
All right. God bless, Dave. All right.
You.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Okay. The next one's a mystery caller. It's that 111 area code.
Okay.
Area code 111, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. This is Vanessa. I hope y'all staying warm. 90% of the U.S. is with ice and snow.
Oh, I'm just fine.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Oh, my God. Antarctica moved into the United States. And she's moving in. I have a question, lady. I made y'all smile. I know. So, my birthday is 11-3-78. Still same location.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Say it again. Your birthday is again?
November 3rd, 1978. 3:01 a.m. Now, you were born in Austin, Texas, right? Where do you live now, Melissa?
Colorado.
Denver, right?
Yes, thank you.
There,
that's
yeah.
It rang a bell with me, and I don't always remember. I'm not perfect. I'm just gifted, okay? So what was your question tonight, Melissa?
Yes. It's a friendship / relationship question. I always tend to be picky. This is the question. Did meet somebody, nice, kind, nice and all that good stuff. Couldn't distance right now. I am nervous. Taking things slowly and try not to break my own heart. I guess I want to know if you see that being a friendship. Like my gut tells me, like I, of course COVID-19, but I don't know if I'm able to see at a grocery store or I don't know. Distance in a restaurant, I don't know. But I have a feeling that I am going to see him to communicate. What are you seeing that? I don't know his, I know his born February 18. I don't know the year.
All right. The first thing I want to tell you, this is not the best time for you to meet somebody in person. Okay?
True.
The Aquarian planets are making squares to your Scorpio. I would do Zoom. I would do FaceTime. I would do things where you can talk face-to-face without being in the same room for right now. Okay? I just think it's going to be safer for you in more than one way. Okay? Because you want to examine him and be able to perceive him. See, the beautiful thing about being able to do things electronically right now, face-to-face, is you can see the person's body language. You can see their facial expressions, okay? And I think that's where you need to start for right now with this one. Also, you have a lot of inconjuncts with the Aquarian planets to your Saturn in Virgo, all about you being picky, okay? And I say that kindly. I think it's good to be picky in this day and age, by the way. Slow it down. But I would ramp it up as far as actually seeing him on the computer, talking to him on the computer or your phone. However you do that, I would do more of that. Say, I want to see more of you before we meet. I think that would be great for us, okay? And I would move into it wide open because you do not want to lose your independence in a relationship, okay? You want to feel connected. But you cannot change for another person easily with your chart, okay? It would have to be something that you would develop over a period of time. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And that's where I was going with this, is with all these Aquarian planets transiting through your fifth house of romance and dating,
yep,
it is about that friendship, okay? So I agree wholeheartedly with Aphrodite that I would really wait till, you know, again, hold this thing in temperance for a couple of months, at least 5 or 6 weeks, before really putting my heart and soul into it. I would develop that friendship, because once some of these planets start to move into your seventh house, it'll start to make sense and it'll start to appear, and you'll start to see really whether this one's worth it or not. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, for you to jump into this, I'd have to say with all these squares in your chart, that would be a mistake.
Hmm?
Okay. Investigate the matter, my dear. Investigate the matter. You could be a cop with this chart, okay? Investigate the situation. And I would try and be up. I would see what part of this person can also be up, because you want to have a relationship with somebody that is like you. You have ideas. You're deep, but you also like to be independent. You like to go places and do things. You're a very complicated and diverse character. And you need someone of like mind and heart and soul. So this allows you that time to really evaluate that while you're watching the person. Like, they could be making their dinner and have their iPad out there, and you could be talking to them, doing something else. You can develop a friendship visually now with our technology. I would use that to your benefit.
Interesting.
I
understand.
Mm-hmm. And and my feeling is that he is going to, if he's not open to it, I'd feel a little bit weird about that. I think he should be open to that, because most people, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, nobody wants to get hurt. You know, come on. You get to a certain age and you've had your heart broken at least once. So you want to be sure, okay? And you're the kind of person, you are very deep, you can also be very funny. You know, can be very entertaining with your chart. And so I would let your personality out to play with him and try to make it maybe more frequently, more lighthearted. You're talking about many different things, you know, and enjoy it and see where it goes.
Okay. Real quickly, do you see like a time frame when we actually communicate more often, or...
I think you can make that happen, and because of the Mercury retrograde, there may be times you can't connect right now. But that's going to start to leave around the 20th, 21st of this month. But Mercury's still going to be in shadow until the middle of March. So there could be times you communicate a lot, and then you get carried away with your lives, either you or he, then you get back together again. So, again, Mercury's retrograde. Don't take it personally if he doesn't answer text right away. If you can't pick up the phone call, you try to go on FaceTime or something and talk to each other, and somebody's power went out because of storms. Whatever happens, happens. But I wouldn't let small communication issues deter you from something you already seem very interested in to me. If you feel interested, I want you to pursue it. Okay?
Yes.
In other words, this Mercury retrograde is not as bad as some, trust me. But it can be a little challenging with technology. And misunderstandings can happen, too. All right? So, again, say, all right, well, did I hear that right? Do you want to explain that more to me? I didn't quite get what you were saying, you know? Don't be afraid to do that in a gentle way, because that's going to help you to get through this cycle. Because these planets are squaring you, okay? And so you want to make sure that, you know, and you are a very good listener in your chart, too, and I know that. So just take your time, enjoy this person's company. There's probably many things about this person that you don't know. And the more you know now, by the time you meet, it could really be a greater desire and a greater knowledge of each other before you come together. And I like that for you.
Thank you. I like what you said. Very, very caring. Always very caring. I can tell you care about your audience, very well explained. You gave me some ideas, and I'm really grateful.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you calling in, and we are here to help, you know. It's a complicated world we live in these days, but we just, that's why we're here. Jack and I love doing the show, and we have our own practice. We help people every day because, again, sometimes because we can see things, like, in a different way, we have that objectivity, but we can also feel your energy when you speak with us. So it helps us to help you, and we love it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. God bless. Thank you.
Keep in touch. Okay.
I like the show.
God bless. Wow, a lot of squares. Whew.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're just about the top of the hour. We should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. Again, happy Valentine's Day. Whether you're loving your pet, your person, your child, or loving yourself tonight, we hope you have a beautiful week, and we'll talk to you again next Sunday. Many blessings.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.